If you want to go and see what an error prohibited from occurring and what it can do until an error is introduced, well then, look at the history of the first daughter of the church. You go all the way back to the settlement of France and then to the elevation of her first holy king, Charlemagne, back in what, the 6th century. France remains the first daughter of the church. She remains basically in pursuit of a holy death and a blessed eternity for her people. Yes, there were warts and bruises and all that, but I'm saying by and large, for 1,000 years, all the way up until June the 17th, 1787, right, when the tennis court oath is taken. That's quite an impressive survival, Christopher Ferrara. That's a millennia by my count. What did France do? And even toward the end, from the end of the 17th century on, anyone following France knew that the end is near because Louis the 11th or Louis the 10th refused to consecrate or reconsecrate France back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as he was told that he must by Sister Mary Tescla?
Louis the 16th.
Louis the 16th.
In his prison cell attempted a consecration, but it was too little too late.
It was too late. So Chris Ferrara, comment on that. That's 1,000 years of relative peace. Relative peace, and of the French people being able to practice Christianity as Christ wanted it to be, and as being defenders of the faith. That's quite an impressive record.
Well, it's even more impressive than that. From the coronation of Charlemagne in 720 to 1789, which is slightly more than a millennium, France was indeed a Catholic state. Even after the revolution, however, the Catholic roots persisted, despite the terror, as we see with the rebellion of the Vendée, and with the Bourbon Restoration. And with the rise of Napoleon, who wanted to be coronated a Catholic king, and with the rent-a-king, Louis-Philippe. In fact, for the better part of 100 years after the French Revolution, France was still under one form of monarchy or another until the Third Republic, and finally the monarchists, with the misguided advice, in my opinion, of Pope Leo XIII in his encyclical on the Rallymont, threw in the towel on a further restoration of the monarchy. That's how difficult it was to get rid of the Catholic monarchical roots of France. There had to be mass murder and repeated overthrows of the government before the Masonic forces in France finally succeeded. Again, it took the better part of a century, even after the French Revolution, to get rid of the monarchy in France. That's how deeply rooted it was, as compared to America, because in America, you had, as the most conservative element, perhaps some high Anglicans who fled the country to Canada and elsewhere and never really came back. There was no Catholic infrastructure, no Catholicism of the soil to uproot in America. That's why the revolution succeeded in a mere 7 years of war, followed by the capitulation of the British crown. So, yes, France is the eldest daughter. Was so fundamentally Catholic that it took an enormous effort by the enemies of Christ finally to extirpate Catholicism. And then we see the final blow with the law of separation deployed by St. Pius X, and I believe it was 1910, officially decreeing the separation of the church and state in France. So even up until 1910, France had not declared officially the separation of church and state. And the revolution was back in 1789. That's pretty remarkable, don't you think?